Welcome, family, friends, and fans to another episode of Behind the Uniform. I'm your host, Seiji Wood, and here alongside me today is Austin Smaley. Thank you, Austin, for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Just to let you guys all know, Behind the Uniform is a segment where we just sit down with a student athlete from Idaho State University and get to know a little bit more about them. And Austin, he is a starting point guard for the ISU men's basketball team. And just to let you guys know what we're going to be doing today, we're just going to be talking a little bit about Austin and his journey to ISU, what he likes to do outside of basketball. And we're just going to end on a little fun segment of Would You Rather with a basketball edition. Let's just get school out of the way. What is your major? What grade are you in? Just give us the small, simple details.
So I'm actually a finance major, and I'm a sophomore, so just in my second year. And school's going good. Not going to lie, the winter break was pretty nice, just being able to focus on basketball. But yeah, going good with everything with school, for sure.
You guys are currently 6-10, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And two tough losses, but you know what? Rebound back and then should be good.
Yeah, we obviously that game against Weber State at home, we wanted to get that one. You know, we were fighting the whole game, got into overtime, we couldn't pull it out. And then at Portland State, I mean, same kind of type of game, was just a really just close game. And at the end, we just couldn't get the win either. But we got two home games this week, Montana and Montana State. Going to be tough games again, but we're super excited. We love being here at home. Obviously, playing in front of our fans makes it really exciting. So we're looking forward to it.
Just kind of want to talk a little bit about your journey and how you got here. I'm just going to read a quick background of Austin here real quick. He is from Preston. Preston High School is where he attended. He was the Idaho 4A Player of the Year and led his team to the 2016 state championship. He averaged about 19 points, 8 rebounds, and close to 5 assists as a senior. He finished his basketball career at Preston as the all-time leading scorer with 1,331 points. He was named Logan Herald Journal All-Valley Player of the Year and the District 5-6 Player of the Year. And as a junior his high school year, he was first-team All-State. And as a sophomore and junior, he earned first-team All-Herald Journal accolades. Also, he earned first-team honors by the Idaho State Journal. So quite a list of accomplishments and achievements. And I do believe I'm a little older than you, but I went to Pocatello High School.
Oh, cool.
So I remember watching you, and I believe it was your brother.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Always beating us. Always beating us. So it was tough to watch, but it was also cool because I know Miranda and Bryson and your family here in Pocatello.
Yeah,
So kind of a connection in that sort of sense. You know, they're completely opposite from sports. They do the drama stuff and stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know, they definitely know when you and your brother are definitely being Pocatello High School. So, you know, great high school career that you had. And with all those accolades, tell us about your journey to Idaho State University and how you got here.
Yeah, so it's funny that you mentioned that you're from Pocatello High School, because kind of my first interaction that I ever had with Idaho State University was my junior year of high school. This is my first real interaction with any collegiate coach, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing at Pocatello High School, and I actually had probably one of the best games of my career. I think I had like 38 points. You know, we won in like double overtime. I never lost Pocatello High School, by the way. Sorry to rub that in.
It's okay. I understand. But that's just how it is for us. So
there's some guys from Pocatello on our team, and I like to joke with them and stuff. But anyway, so Coach Tim Walsh, one of the previous assistant coaches here, actually just happened to be at that game.
Okay.
And I don't even know if he was there to watch me. I mean, maybe he was. I really don't know. And so happened to play extremely well. And after the game, I remember Coach Walsh texted me, said, hey, kind of introduced himself. And kind of from there is when I started to build that relationship with him and the rest of the coaches at Idaho State University. And I think during the rest of the recruiting process, you know, as I started to talk with other schools, obviously, and stuff like that, I always kind of felt like that connection to Idaho State, because they were kind of the first ones to believe in me and kind of like give me that shot, you know? And so when it came time to make my decision on where I was going to play at, I kind of felt really comfortable with Idaho State University. Obviously, there was a lot of other factors. You know, it was close to home. You know, I liked a lot of the guys on the team. I liked the coaches. But I always remembered that, you know, they were the first ones that kind of gave me that shot.
Mm-hmm. we're so glad to have you. It's great to have local talent here at Idaho State University. It's great for you to also be so close to home and probably have that support of family and friends who can just come on down to Pocatello and watch you, which is awesome. You know, your freshman year, you played in 29 games, started in three of them, but now this year you have a bigger role.
Yeah.
And what has that transition been from year one to year two for you?
It's been a big transition. Obviously, as a team, you know, we have, you know, the coaching change has been big.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a team, we've had to adjust. We have a lot of, you know, new great players, great teammates. But me personally, yeah, it's been a big change. You know, last year, obviously, I was coming off the bench. You know, I was kind of fulfilling my role as a freshman. You know, lots of freshmen have to do that. And so this year it's been different, you know, to have to be able to, I should say, start and be able to play more and contribute. It's been awesome. You know, I love being able to help my team win in any way possible. And last year, I tried my best to be able to do it, playing, you know, 10, 12 minutes a game. And this year I'm playing a little more. So just being able to help my team win is really what I'm trying to do in whichever way possible.
That's all the time we have for today. Join us on Saturday at halftime during the ISU women's basketball game for part two of Behind the Uniform with our guest, Austin Smalley.